fix some roads when he got there this morning. I set out a row of collards and fixed me two rows of cantaloupes. I got about 2 acres down the road there. I'm going to have a garden down there too. I hope I'm going to have it. The deer may take it.
Yeah, your wife was telling me about putting the fence up and so forth. Yeah.
We got it up about 6 foot, but I'm still afraid he's going to go in there.
He'll jump over it?
Yeah.
Huh.
We saw 4 yesterday. He was getting pretty late. It was almost dark. She said, yeah, it's too deep. But when she said that, I slowed down. When I come 2 more, he went, jumped a little old fence and got out in the field, and then they stood there and looked like that out of, you know.
In your garden?
No, that was way up the road.
Oh, okay.
So she opened the door and shut it and hollered at them, and then they run.
Yeah. I hadn't seen them for a while. I was seeing lots of them there.
They reckon people don't want to be a bad brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's something in the paper, a deer hit you.
Somebody told me about something you can hook onto your car, and it makes a noise.
They scare him on out of the way.
Yeah.
But if he's running, and he's scared or something, he come across the road, he ain't going to pay that much attention.
Yeah, that's true.
And they can hit him, sure.
Yeah, I always try to watch out for him.
Yeah, poor wife is there coming from town on Sunday evening about 3 o'clock. And one hit him last time, took the little car up. I mean, just tore it up.
Did it hurt him?
No, it didn't hurt him.
Hmm.
And my dog